Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website. You can see what we've got going on. You can see what's past, what's present, and what's coming. All you've got to do is go to www.onpointcxmas.com. You can click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. And to make that connection with the OPT Network, you can reach out to us at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone our offices by dialing 318-445-5658. You can use any one of those ways to reach out and connect with us. Well, y'all, it's Friday. It's January the 11th, and it is the weekend, D.C. It's the weekend, baby. I don't know about you, but this week has been, it's been kind of bump and grind. But you know what? We made it. It's the weekend, and if you're getting your work day, your school day started, as always, we want to remind you to slow down. Although it is not raining this morning, as we were traveling in, there were patches of fog, and so it was foggy in some areas. It clear up, foggy, clear up. So we want to remind you that if you've not ventured out on the highways and the interstates, that it could be foggy. We want to ask you to give yourself enough time to get there safely. And I'm going to tell you, the reason why we remember to remind you about school zones is because almost every single morning we see somebody doing something crazy. Just absolutely makes no sense in a school zone. And I'm telling you, when you see those school zones, you gotta slow down. You gotta make sure that you're mindful. There's school buses, there's kids, there's people that sometimes have no idea where they are. And it just makes good sense to stay engaged, to slow down, and make sure that you're getting your kids there safely and you're getting yourself there safely. So just as a reminder, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So we just implore you to stay alert, slow down, make sure that you're watching out for kids that are walking to school. And I say it every single morning, our kids are just probably more technologically sound than we are. And so they are fidgeting with cell phones. A lot of them have headsets on, which that doesn't make good sense either. But when they leave your house in the morning, especially if they're walking, you have no idea what they're doing. So we're asking you to stay engaged. We're asking you to make sure that you watch out for school buses, slow down through school zones, and make sure that you're helping our crossing guards and our resource officers to keep our kids safe. And I'm telling you, it helps everybody when you do that. Now, it's not raining this morning, but yesterday and the last couple days, it has been just really, we've been drenched with rain. It is still lots of water in the area. And just looking at some of the information, Governor Jindal declared a statewide emergency on yesterday after the storms rolled across Louisiana, dumping huge amounts of rain and flooding in some areas. So we want to remind you that if you're in those areas, another reason for pause and to stay engaged. And what we're going to do probably right after this break is we're probably going to try to have a weather update, see what's happening not only in the boot in our state, but see what's happening across the country, what we can expect for this weekend. You're on point, everybody. It's Friday, and it is a great day. We want you to stay on point, stay engaged, and we'll be back right after this.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store.
Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, FEBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, FEBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday. I don't know about you, but it seemed like It seemed like a long week to me. I am glad it's the weekend. I know that you are as well. But you know what? Our mantra is always, if we get our momentum going on Monday, DC. But lately, you know, I have my cup of momentum on Monday. I literally drink my tea from cup momentum. But this week, I have had to have my momentum cup every single day. And sometimes that happens. But you know what I was thinking this morning as DC and I were chatting? All you need is grace for today. So I don't know how many times I say this, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it for me, and I'm going to say it for whoever else needed momentum this week. Yesterday is over. Tomorrow is not here yet. And it is the weekend. It's Friday. And so today, if you made it through the cumbersome week, if your week was cumbersome, if you made it, you know what? We'll have the grace that we need today. Let me just remind you that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. Now, you know what I was thinking, DC, when I was thinking of State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team, all of the flooding that happened in parts of central Louisiana and parts of the state. We hope that people were equipped with their flood insurance. And oftentimes people wait until the storm happens to call their State Farm agent Rosa Fields. We hope that that was not the case in your case. But if you need more information about low-lying areas, if you need more information about insurance, if you need an agent that is absolutely going to take her time, her personal time, to explain to you what you need and why you need it and why it's going to be beneficial for you, State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team is who you should phone. The number is 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HixonHasIt.com. That's www.HixonHasIt.com. Now, as we switch gears once again, you know, a lot of the story has been the weather. And, of course, if you live in Louisiana, if you live in parts of the South, we know that the weather is certainly unpredictable. And so as we were driving in this morning, I reminded you, and I'll remind you again, that depending on which areas you're driving in from, I guess all of the wetness, DC, and all of the rain creates fog. And so a lot of the areas that we were passing through were foggy. So we want to encourage people to give themselves enough time to get there safely and to stay engaged. Now, I know that somebody sitting on the other side of me is really concerned about the weather.
Yes.
And really concerned about the rain.
Absolutely.
Because that is, you know, I have been calling him the aspiring angler, but, you know, the hauls have been so big and so great, these last hauls, and I'm talking about fishing, that I think that you have arrived into the category that we could safely call you an angler.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, you're not there yet?
No, I'm not there yet.
You're not there
yet? It's just a good time.
Yo, he's being modest.
No. It's just a good time for fishing. You know, anybody can kind of catch them right now if you know where to go and know where to put it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What it is, though, is the real anglers can catch them anytime. Yeah, but I am interested in knowing what that weather report is going to be for in the morning because, you know, Saturday is my bona fide fishing day, especially since I can't go on Sundays. I can't miss church anymore.
All right. Well, let me introduce to our listeners once again Jennifer Natoso. She is from the Weather Channel, and the Weather Channel is a nationally broadcast program, not only television but radio, whenever, wherever, however. Jennifer, you absolutely rock. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. How are you? Happy Friday.
Hey, Jen, you said that like you really didn't feel like I meant that you rock.
No, you just made me laugh. That's all. I wasn't expecting you to say that.
You absolutely rock. You are our meteorologist on point.
And so the boot, Louisiana, we got an incredible amount of rain these last couple of days. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, there were some spots that had record rainfall on Wednesday. There were spots all over Louisiana that picked up in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 inches. And that was really just day two of the three-day rain event. So, you know, there were many spots that racked up several inches of rain over the course of the 3 days. That led to flooding, flash flooding. Mm-hmm. We've seen rises on local rivers, streams, creeks. The bayous are running high, and it's going to take time for those to come down. And unfortunately, we have more rain in the forecast this weekend. It is not on par with what we saw over the past 3 days. However, it is going to just further the amount of time it's going to take for those water levels to come down.
Wow. So more rain in the forecast for the weekend, but nothing like what we've seen.
No, not for Louisiana, although portions of northern Louisiana will most likely see the heaviest rainfall, particularly northeast Louisiana. But there is a little spot on the national map that runs along the Arkansas, Mississippi, and up to the Tennessee border, a little bullseye over that area. They could see as much as 4 inches of rain through late Sunday night, early Monday morning. So the heaviest rain is going to shift a little north and a little east of us.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, parts of northern Louisiana over the course of, you know, from right now through Sunday night, early Monday morning, you know, we could definitely see a couple of inches of rain there. I think the heaviest rain is going to be from Saturday night through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is going to be moving from west to east. The rain is going to be ahead of and along an approaching cold front, and that front will move from west to east. And that front is actually attached to a larger parent system, which we just talked about off the air a little bit, that we have christened Gandalf.
Mm.
For listeners who are not aware.
And tell people, for people who are not aware, because when I read a Gandalf, what that means.
Mm-hmm. The Weather Channel has taken the initiative to begin naming winter storms this year. We thought it would be easier to communicate to the public. It would also raise awareness about winter storms. And there's basically been an internal nerd herd that picked all of the names.
So the names nerd herd.
Ridiculous. Gandalf is a reference to a William Morris fantasy novel, The Well at the World's End, which was published in 1896, like I told you.
Uh-huh. And you'd have to be really, really deep to get that.
So now, Gandalf is a winter storm. So are we going to get hit with a winter storm? No, of course not. This is going to be affecting primarily the Rockies and up into the Northern Plains, Salt Lake City, Jackson Hole, Steamboat Springs, Fargo, North Dakota. You know, they are going to see snow and very, very cold temperatures. But the colder air will extend all the way down into the south. So on the backside of that front, we are going to see some sharp temperature contrast, especially considering how warm it's been, how warm it's going to continue to be through at least tomorrow, that colder air moving in from west to east. I was looking at the HOMA Louisiana forecast for early next week. They're running 70s today, tomorrow, but by next Tuesday, potentially highs in the upper 50s.
Wow. Isn't that amazing how quickly it changes?
Well, it's just been ridiculously warm across the eastern half of the U.S. I was looking at some temperatures for Washington, D.C. and Baltimore this weekend. 70s?
Mm.
70s. You see that in May.
Unheard of. Mm-hmm. In Washington?
In Washington, D.C.
Wow. 70 degrees. Now, this morning, as we were driving in and getting ready, I said to D.C., I said, it feels like a hint of cool air, but was that just my coolness? No hint of cool air for central Louisiana. For central.
Maybe that was a little wishful thinking.
A little wishful thinking.
Maybe just a little bit. Because it was, in spots, pretty foggy out there this morning, which is not unusual after you have a heavy rain event for when it finally does start to dry out a little bit. Maybe that's what you were feeling. It was probably a little bit drier this morning than it's been. And so that might have felt a little less humid, a little bit cooler.
And so how's the weather in your neck of the woods, Jennifer, in the ATL?
It's muggy. It's hot. I mean, not hot, but it's ridiculous for January. You know, we're supposed to be seeing 60s and 70s. It rained yesterday and last night, and it was kind of a persistent heavy drizzle, but it was kind of windy too. And I had to drive to a Zumba class in the dark last night. I was having a tough time. I was having a bit of a tough time. I couldn't see where I was going. Well, so, of course, it waited until after dark to rain like that. It was just kind of drizzly during the day. It was really last night that it got kind of rainy. So we're supposed to see the warm temperatures here, and then we'll get that same cold front next week, just a little bit later than you guys. I can't wait for it, personally. It's long, hot summers here, just like you guys, and I enjoy our brief breaks from the warmth and the humidity in the wintertime. So
absolutely.
I'd rather be in the 40s and 50s, and then we'll do this in a couple months.
Absolutely.
You know?
So, Jennifer, no more pressing rain like what we've seen the last couple of days. We're pretty safe on that, right?
I think that there are going to be parts of Louisiana, you know, particularly Saturday night into Sunday, that could see a couple of inches of rain. Right now, according to the Hydrometeorological Prediction Center, which is basically the rain specialist.
I was getting ready to say that sounds really high tech.
Right now, everything is staying below flash flood guidance, meaning at this point they don't think they're going to have to issue any flash flood watches for the weekend. However, you know, we're going to have to keep an eye on this system. Parts of northern Louisiana, you know, could potentially see a couple of inches of rain, and we'll have to see how that goes once we get into the weekend. Central southern Louisiana should not see much rain at all from this system.
Absolutely.
There may be pockets of heavy rain, periods of heavy rain, but I'm not expecting like a 3-day build the arc event like we had the last time.
Well, you're getting rave reviews in the studio because the angler is really okay and good with that. Jennifer Notoso, you're always on point. And for those people listening, you can go to our website. We've got a beautiful picture of Jennifer Notoso from the Weather Channel. She is our meteorologist on point. Jennifer, thank you. You do an amazing job. We really mean that. We really appreciate you. And thank you for taking time out of the very busiest part of your morning to be with us and give us the latest on not
Everybody
only...
have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Not only what's happening in Louisiana, but what's happening across the country. Thank you so much. All
You're
right, everybody.
Welcome.
All right, Jen, stand by for me 1 second if you can. Well, let's take a quick break here, DC, and when we come back, we've got more on point, so stay with us. We're back right after this.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down.
They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday, January the 11th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get all the best channels, all the best savings, plus HD by simply phoning 318-767-2220. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, and we're going to have more on that in the next week or so, talking about businesses. Lots of people in the new year are birthing. They're getting ready to birth, DC, their new business. They're putting their new ideas out there. And so we're going to have a really, really informative conversation to help you to do that. Every single day, just about, I meet someone or I read someone's email or someone's information that has an idea of starting their own business. And I think it has something to do with the new year, the new you, the new start. And you know, we talked about this week with a life lived without regrets. And so we hope that you'll tune into that conversation. I'll give you the date coming up in the next segment so that you can make sure that you're on point and that you can get all of the information that you need to get your business up and going. And you know what? We're hoping this year, DC, that we'll see more new businesses. We'll see more new ideas come to fruition, because that's really what it's about, DC, isn't it? Stepping out of the boat, getting bold, getting big, and starting to live your dream. And this morning we were talking about really that faith that it takes to do that. And we were talking, DC and I were talking about believing and speaking. And a lot of people believe, but a lot of people are not bold enough to speak. Well, there was a study that I was reading. And DC, there is a study for absolutely everything.
Absolutely.
And this study said, we were talking just this morning about believing and speaking, but this study said that you should not share your goals with other people. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about those dream bandits or those dream stealers. And so some psychologists are saying that it is better not to share your goals and your dreams with other people, because for some people it will give them a sense of, well, I've said it, now I don't have to work. Now, I don't necessarily know that I agree with that study. I think that there are people in your life that you can trust that are with you 100%, that you can say to them, I want to do this, and this is what I'm thinking, you know, and that they won't dissuade you, but they'll encourage you and they'll be your support team. But on the other side of the coin, the psychologists say that once you start talking about it, that it makes you less motivated to accomplish your goals. Now, does that make sense to you, DC?
Yes.
That makes sense to you? That it makes you less likely to accomplish your goals when you tell somebody? That doesn't really make sense. No, that doesn't make sense at all. And it says you shouldn't announce your goals. So so friends, you know, friends want to support you, or friends should want to support you.
Well, you should know who you're telling your goals to. I mean, you know, there's some, you know, that's a discretionary situation right there. You have mm-hmm. to use some real, you have to use discretion with that.
And then they talk about the law of attraction. It means that you want to attract the people in your life that are going to help you to accomplish those goals. And sometimes people are not good at the law of attraction. Sometimes people just attract just stuff that's not good. So you got to make sure that your law of attraction and your averages on the law of attraction are good, that you're attracting the right people into your vision. But then this has a lot to do with truth and whether those people are really and truly happy for you and really and truly want to support you, or if they secretly don't want to see you succeed, don't want to see your dreams and your visions get off the ground. Because sometimes people feel that when your dreams and your goals get off the ground, DC, sometimes it makes them feel less accomplished. And so we've got to really be careful. And so to some degree, I guess it makes sense that we do have to be careful about the people that we draw into our goals and our dreams and our visions. And so that's why it's good when you have somebody that you know that you know that you know that they're on your team. You know that they support your idea, not people that say that they support it and say that they want to see you succeed, but never really do anything. And I think you've got people like that too, DC. I think you've got people who say they support you, but secretly they really don't.
That's correct.
You know, and so it's just understanding who your friends are, who your supporters are, and who you can trust in the process. So we believe, and this morning we were talking about not only believing in your heart, but speaking those things and writing those things down that you're hoping to see come to fruition in the future. And I believe that there are some basic things that you have to do, but one of the things that you've got to do is you've got to go to work. And I think you've got to know who's for you, because everybody who says that they're for you may not necessarily be for you. And that goes back to what we were talking about in the article, people that are inherently jealous and envy. And then so I was reading this article about truth, and I think it all goes back to our truth and being honest. And sometimes people will impose their truth on you. You know, like you might say to them, well, I've got this idea, and what do you think? And they'll say, and then after you pitch them your idea and what you're thinking about and what you're hoping, and they'll say, well, that's not going to work. I don't think that'll work. You know, and they're trying to be honest, but really the fact of the matter is that they really can't get into your psyche, into the things that you have envisioned and that God has shared with you. And so that's why, on the other hand, you might want to be careful. And so I think it's twofold with sharing your visions and your dreams with people. And really the fact of the matter is I think you got to know who you're sharing with. And sometimes, do you see, quite frankly, people have no idea who they're sharing with. You think you know, but you really don't know.
That's right.
And so what do you think overall in sharing or not sharing your visions and your dreams and trying to make those come to fruition? Because don't we really need certain people to make that happen?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, people know who they can trust. And, you know, I know in my situation, I have a support group that I don't have a problem with saying things to. I mean, and I think everybody has people in their life that they can speak to and talk to, whether it's family members, friends, you know, because one thing about people is, and I love this about people, you know, being a study of people, you know, the people that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, we know them.
Do we really?
Yes, we know them. Mm-hmm. We know them. Like, you can say, oh, okay, that's such and such. She likes this or she doesn't like that. Or, you know, we know if I have something that I'm believing in my heart and I want to speak to my mouth because I want to do what the word says do, and I want to make that thing come to fruition. Well, you know, I know if, you know, you hear people say, yeah, that's such and such, they're a naysayer. Well, I don't want to give anything to the naysayer. I already know that they're a naysayer. I know that they're not going to believe what I'm trying to make, what I'm trying to accomplish. So why am I going to go cast my pearls before swine? That's, I mean, you know, it's just one of those type of deals. I mean, you know, you just have to use discretion. Now, if you have a person that you've been friends with and that you're friends with and you know that this is a very supportive person and, you know, you kind of say to them what you're trying to do or they say to you what they're trying to do and you guys support one another, then you know that's somebody that you can say that to. You know, and then, you know, you've got people in your church family or there's always, everybody has somebody. That's why we're not islands unto ourselves. You know, we all have to fellowship with somebody. I mean, that's just how God built us, to fellowship. You know, so, yeah, I mean, you know, you have to use some discretion about it. You have to be smart about it. You know, no, I'm not going to go and say to somebody who I know is going to dissuade me from being the best that I can be and doing what I'm, what my goal is. I'm not going to go say that to somebody who all they do is knock people's goals. If that's what you're saying. So, no, I mean, you know, so you have to be smart about who you are putting what you believe in God for. You don't just say it to anybody. But you do need to say it.
But you do need to say it.
Yes.
You do need to say it, and you also need to write it down.
Absolutely. You can write it down, but in the study we were studying this morning, in the word we study in our morning meditation, basically, and that's Brother Kenneth Hagin. You know, he said basically you need to believe it in your heart, and this is how you, this is how you get salvation. First, you have to believe it in your heart, and you have to speak it with your mouth. And that's how you become saved.
Right.
And so that's how you get anything that you desire in your life.
Right.
Is by that, is that way. So, you know, you first believe it in your heart and you speak it with your mouth and you just keep doing it until it comes to fruition. That's what we do.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we were talking about this morning and that we had a real revelation about was not only believing in your heart what it is that you're hoping for, especially as we talk about the new year. A lot of people have said, this is my year, this is my season, this is my breakout time. However they have put it together for themselves that this year will be for them. But what we realized this morning, and it was just like that, it was like the snap of a finger, that in life, you have got to complete those words that you're saying. Because sometimes, DC, you can say half of the way or you can say half of the thing.
Right.
And that's really what you'll end up getting.
Absolutely. If you don't make it clear
and complete.
And complete
and
clear.
Specific.
And clear. And absolutely. You have to, what you're believing God for and asking God for, you can't say, okay, an example of that would be, I'm believing God to go to college, and boy, I'm real interested in finishing the first year. Okay? If you don't go, if you don't say, I'm believing God to go to college and finish college, that's the more specific saying.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, the enemy knows and can see into the future.
Right.
you know, and he'll basically receive, oh, okay, yeah, you want to go to college? Okay,
good. Right.
Okay, good. He'll start, you know, yeah, you right. can do that. You can go to college. But he knows that God has bigger plans for you, not just to go to school, but to finish school and to go into graduate school and maybe to get a doctoral degree.
Absolutely.
You know, so if he can cut you off, like, at the first mm-hmm. year of school, that's mm-hmm. what he wants to do.
And so
he's a dream stealer.
He is a dream stealer. And so the moral, I guess, of this conversation would be this. Be specific and know who you're telling your dreams to, because there are those bandits. There are those people that will try to steal from you, that will try to dissuade you, that will try to make you think that there's no way possible. But I think that that's the beauty, DC, about dreams, is because they're so big that you know that it's going to take a force much, much larger than yourself to make it happen. And that's why we work to really, really bring in the best people. And I say that a lot. The best thinkers, the best minds, people that have started from nothing. And they have been able to believe and speak. And that's what we're talking about. Don't be a dream bandit. It's Friday. It's 8:18, and you're on point.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTondra Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting.
and the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or find your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Of Oils Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Selah Beauty Supply. Whether you are looking for weaved hair, you're looking for a great wig, you're looking for the best looking hair, the best beauty supplies, Selah Beauty Supply is where you should start. They're located at 4011 Lakeside Drive, and that's right off of MacArthur, right behind the McDonald's. And so it's a new business. It's 7,000 square feet of just sheer beauty stuff. I mean, it's beautiful, it's clean, it's neat. It's a great new business, and we would encourage you to just visit and see what you can find. Also, Terra Home. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. If you're looking for great home decor, you're looking for a special gift, Terra Home is where you can start. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Remember, you know, I was just thinking this morning as I was looking at my prescription that a year passes so quickly, and sometimes if you don't have a constant reminder that a year has passed, we will forget things like our annual, ladies, our annual exams, our pap smears, our mammograms. I would encourage you today, this minute, look at your birth control pills. Look at whatever it is that reminds you about these very important checkups and get them done. Remember, if you are uninsured or underinsured, you can go to St. Francis Cabrini Hospital and you can have a free, yes, a free mammogram. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts. The number is 487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish. For all of your insurance needs and questions, the number to phone Kyle and his team is 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, as we are really ushering in a new year and a new season. Now, in the last break, we were talking about whether or not to share your ideas, your dreams, your visions with others. Well, that is a decision that I think each individual has to make a personal decision about. And what I would say about this is know who you're telling what, and know that you know that you know that those people are really for you. But the next thing I want to talk about, DC, and we were talking about it this morning, how to make good habits stick. Because a lot of people started out January 1 or 2 with trying to form new good habits, not just with diets, not just with their weight. A lot of people said, I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to take better care of my health and myself. And so for a lot of people, it is hard to make good habits stick. And so I ask myself the question, as I do, and as I am learning to do, is if it's a good habit, why is it so darn hard to make it stick? And so this morning, DC was saying, you were saying how good you felt.
Yes.
On your, again, new eating program after the holidays.
Right, right.
And so when you were saying, you know, I really feel good, my body's feeling better.
Yes.
And so I said, and I've said this before, and I've asked myself the question, if you feel good and you feel better, say, for instance, you were a smoker and you, for the last couple of weeks, 11 days to be precise, you're feeling better.
Right.
Why is it so hard to make that good feeling stick?
Well, if you're asking me.
I'm asking
you. Your opinion. That's all I can give.
That's what I want.
You know.
Why is it so hard for you?
Well, I mean, I think, Carla, it's because the habits that we form, let's take smoking for instance.
Mm-hmm.
If a person stops smoking, they start to breathe better, they feel better.
Mm-hmm. Their taste buds start to come back.
Their lips start changing back to the regular color.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's just a lot of things
their
that happen.
Their skin looks
good.
Better.
Mm-hmm. Right, that happens good.
Right.
But I think when you look at a habit like smoking,
mm-hmm.
you know, smoking is sort of like drinking and taking drugs, but it's not as potent.
Okay.
You know, it's habit forming.
Seemingly not as potent, huh?
Is addicting.
Right.
You know, and so if we go back to it, it's just like any other, the word says that when you quit a thing and you go back to it, it's seven times worse. You know, when you go back to these things,
mm-hmm.
it's that much harder to quit again.
Right.
Because I think really, Carlette, something happens mentally too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each time we go back to this stuff, it makes us believe a little bit more mentally that we can't do without these things.
Mm.
Yes, it has a real mental impact. A lot of addiction is more mental than it is physical. It centers more in the mind.
And so for you.
And they are addictions.
Absolutely.
Like the food is an addiction. In other words, I was saying, you know, this morning I said, well, man, I really do feel great.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I'm coming down in the midsection. It's like my body is releasing all that gunk and
those toxins,
all the sugar and cakes, pies, and all
cookies,
the stuff that I ate
cupcakes
over the holidays. You know, because I ended up losing when I first went on in early October,
mm-hmm.
before the holidays, I lost 25 pounds.
Right.
Over the holidays, I gained 9 of those 25 pounds back because I went away from the lifestyle change that I had changed to.
Right.
Okay. I've gone back since New Year back to the lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm able to really see it in close proximity to each other. You know, when I went back to the old habits,
mm-hmm.
of eating just anything I wanted to eat and too much of it,
mm-hmm.
versus not eating the sugars, the cakes, the pies, a whole bunch of bread. And then even when I do eat bread, brown bread, just, you know, whole wheat,
mm-hmm.
I really feel the difference. There is a difference in the way that I feel. And I believe that it is because of the fact that those things that are put into this food,
mm-hmm.
is addicting. Sugar is more addicting than cocaine.
And that's what researchers have
absolutely
have said.
And what is happening, though, is sugar is accepted by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, we have to police our own selves, because if we don't, we're just going to be a nation of obese people.
Absolutely. Now, this is what the experts say about why it is so hard to make good habits stick. And I think that this is really critical. They say that the biggest problem is that we rely on willpower way too much. Willpower alone, and that is not enough.
No, you can't depend on that.
You know, because your willpower only takes you a piece of the way.
Well, trust me, I know about that. You gotta relinquish your will, your self-will.
Mm-hmm.
That is, and you know, and I guess, Carlette, it's been a little bit easier for me because of the fact that I understand the one day at a time concept.
Absolutely.
You know, I appreciate,
mm-hmm.
I understand totally that anything that I'm trying to change, I can only change it one day at a time.
Right.
But it took me 20 years to get that concept. 20 years.
Wow. 20 years.
Just to get that concept.
And it's taken us collectively.
Absolutely.
That long. And that's why I said at the top of the show, no matter what happened during your week, no matter if it was a tough week, a challenging week, it's over.
Absolutely.
All you've got is today.
That's all you have.
And all you get is the grace for today.
Absolutely. And when we start to live in today.
I know.
We're not overly consumed about the past, and the future doesn't bother us as much.
Mm-mm.
Because we know that all we have is today. And if we live our best today, tomorrow will be fine. And as we
That's
believe
powerful.
In the God of our understanding,
mm-hmm.
the God of our understanding, that loving God
mm-hmm.
to take care of us on a daily basis. But once you get some age under your belt, you can start to actually, and this is what I do. I can look back to when I was 25 and look at a thing that was the absolute most, I thought was the absolute most worst thing at the time,
mm-hmm.
and realize that, man, I came through that completely unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I use that experience today, it doesn't matter what I'm going through today, I know that it's going to be okay. Why?
Mm.
Because it's always been okay.
That's
so the devil can no longer torment me
mm-hmm.
with that type of stuff. I'm just not bothered by it. I'm not moved.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what tomorrow looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay because I have faith in my God.
Absolutely. And I think that what the researchers are saying about willpower really bears true, and we can't just depend on our will alone. We've got to depend on a will and a power that is greater than ourselves. And he says, willpower is like a pool that drains during the day and then replenishes overnight. And each time you make a decision, you manage stress, or you do any task that is not immediately rewarding, you drain a bit. So in other words, if you have been on a diet for 11 days and you didn't see an instant
Absolutely.
Gratification, you didn't lose as much weight that you had anticipated or
Right.
hoped or believed or
Yeah,
whatever,
true.
Then you drain. You get a little bit, your pool just drains.
Absolutely. And you get, your belief system mm-hmm. deteriorates
mm-hmm.
a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time you attempt to do it and you're not successful, depending on what your power source is, that will hinder you even more.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's why when you were saying, well, why are you not going to go ahead and start now? Why you got to wait? Because I have to get mentally prepared, because I don't want to start and stop.
Right.
So what I like to do, because I've tried things so many times,
mm-hmm.
I know myself like that, and I know that if I say today, hey, I'm going to try something tomorrow,
it's not going to work.
I know that's not going to work.
Right.
Because I'm not ready. So I would rather take 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And get myself mentally and physically prepared, because I tell myself, okay, the first 3 or 4 days of whatever I'm quitting,
mm-hmm.
my body's gonna act up.
And
it's
talk about now, talk about how bad your body has acted detoxing from sugar.
Oh man, the first few days, it's like
kicking and screaming.
It's kicking and screaming. You know, I get up, I take my Atkins shake.
Uh-huh.
Which is what I eat for breakfast.
A protein shake.
Absolutely. And by 9 o'clock, when we finish the show, my stomach starts to pull in ways that I didn't even know it could pull. It's like, man, what are you doing? You know, you're not going with the program. You know, it starts to kick and scream
mm-hmm.
and tell me that it is in control.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to put it under submission.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be mentally prepared
mm-hmm.
to put it under submission. I can't do that without taking time to meditate on it and saying, when that time comes, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to call on the name of Jesus, you, me, everybody else. You know, but
right.
I can just, you know, and then what I do and what I've learned to do is when it starts to do that, and this is the first 4 or 5
mm-hmm.
days, you know, I get some water,
mm-hmm.
I drink some water, I pray,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, I just do whatever I can to get through those moments, because it is just like detoxing from drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Those first 72 hours,
mm-hmm.
the first 24 are the hardest.
Right.
And the next 48 are hard, but they're not as hard
mm-hmm.
as the first 24. And the next was a hard. And then seems it's like Uncle New used to say, it's like riding a wild horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you first get on him, he's bucking wild,
mm-hmm.
but you just hang on to him. And the longer you stay on him, pretty soon you can ride him on into the sunset.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's sort of how this stuff is. But you have to be ready to ride the horse.
Absolutely. And you know what? this morning, we want this to be an encouragement for people that have quit and have given up and have said, you know what, I'm going to do it again. Well, you know what? The experts have some really, really practical ways to help us all stick to our good habits. Stay on point, everybody. It's Friday, and it feels good.
And you know the spirit of the party starts to come alive until the day is dawning. Can throw out all the blues and hit the city lights. Cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday, January 11th, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the Credit Union with a Heart. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay in Play, and Avoyelles Parish. Now, if you're traveling on Highway 71, north or south, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, and Davis One Stop DC is the absolute best stop. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us on this Friday morning, what a thought-provoking conversation. How to make good habits, DC, and stick to them. And you know, as we were sitting during the break, I just felt in my spirit that people were saying, you know what? That's me. I start off really, really good, and then I don't know what happens. I just can't stick to anything. A lot of people have quit school. A lot of people have given up on their weight. A lot of people have given up on drinking, given up on quitting, I mean, and sticking to it. Have given up on, well, I tried to stop smoking. I've done it several times. I always go back. Well, the experts say that willpower is not enough. And so DC and I were talking about willpower, and we were talking about how willpower will drain itself. If you are not seeing instant gratification, or if over time you see good things happen and then they dwindle, you start to lose your sense of willpower. So we were saying that you have to do something and rely on something greater and bigger than yourself. And so one of the things that experts say, DC, is that you have to make a specific action plan.
I agree.
And for you, that is really important, because you always have to have an action plan.
Yes, I have to have a plan of action, because, you know, I have to have a roadmap to what I'm trying to do. Because if I don't, I'll just fall back into the habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't, and then I have to have constant reminders, like, you know what I'm saying? Because what happens is, like, let's say you're a smoker,
mm-hmm.
and you stop smoking.
And well, you were a smoker.
Your mind is, you know, it's a habit. So let's say you like to smoke after meals. Well, basically, after you finish eating, you're going to be ready to smoke.
Right.
That's just how it is. And so the way you win this, you have to win those small battles. In other words, after I eat the meal, I recognize that, okay, I'm going to be wanting to smoke, but I have to win that battle right there. I have to win that battle to not to smoke a cigarette.
Right.
Because it is a battle. And if I smoked a cigarette, I lost the battle.
Right.
You know, I have to win, but it gets easier to win them the more I win. In other words, after the first week is easier than the second week is easier than the first week. The fourth month, now you're going to have some times where it's harder than others, but that's just how it is.
But so, for instance, now I think that this is important, critically important, and this is what the experts say, just what you're saying. You have to break those larger goals into smaller goals.
Yes.
And you say you have to win every, not every battle, but you've got to start winning those small battles.
You have to start winning them. When you're driving, if you stop drinking and you're driving home from work and the thought pops into your mind, well, you can just get one beer.
Uh-huh.
Well, you have to win that battle. However it is that you guard against that, you have to guard against it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if a thought like that comes into my mind, I just thank God. And so when I thank God for taking and delivering me from those things, looks like the enemy has a problem with me thanking God.
Mm-hmm.
So he tries not to even give me the thoughts anymore. You have to come up with clever ways to beat it. And it's really not really all that clever. What it is you just have to stick to your guns, a made-up mind. If I mean smoking is hazardous to my health, and I'm having breathing problems and I need to quit smoking, well, I need to learn how to quit smoking.
Now,
and a lot of times, it takes a lot of times trying to quit to learn how to quit.
And I was going to say that. And so for those people that wanted to create good habits and maybe did create good habits but have lost those little battles, how, after you have lost those battles, do you get back, like you said, the newism, and ride that wild horse back into the sunset?
However it is you come up with, you have to get back on. You can't see the person who loses is the person who never gets up again. You know, to fall down is one thing, but to fall down and never get up, that's when you really lose.
Wow.
Because as long as you're trying, you're not doing the thing that you always, you have the habit of doing. In other words, if you are trying to stop drinking, if you quit for 3 months, you helped yourself. You just have to stop again. You can't, if you fall down, you can't just wallow in it.
Right. You've got to get back up.
You've got to get back up.
And then that's what the experts say. They say anticipate or look for, know that there are going to be some challenges.
Right.
It's, if it were easy, then we would all be able to stick to our good habits if it were easy.
Absolutely.
And so they say, in order to anticipate that as you work toward your goal, you need to prepare for potential problems that you will encounter.
Absolutely.
And
it's like planning for a business. You know, the business is not going to just run that smooth. You're going to have some obstacles.
Right. And so to ensure that your old habits don't derail your goals and your good habits, they say outline a plan. And so during the break, DC and I were saying, you know, this stuff takes work. And Dr. Rita said it, Dr. Rita Hancock said it a few days ago. I said, so this is not an instant cure-all. This is not an instant fix-all. It takes work, DC.
Absolutely it does.
And you've got to be willing, even when you have fallen, to get back up on the horse. I don't care if you started school. I don't care how many times you started. And for whatever reason you didn't, I'm telling you, there is such, and DC, we've gone through this in our lives. We've gone through starting things that we just didn't finish because we got scared or because what?
Discouraged.
Discouraged.
The habit called you back in. Just there's so many things out there to dissuade you from reaching your goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, earlier in the show we were talking about, you know, speaking your goals to naysayers. You know, there's so many things to hinder you. That's why it is important to have people to fellowship with who are supportive of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they, you know, you have to be able to appreciate the people that you can go around that support the things that you're trying to do. For instance, if you're trying to quit smoking, well, don't go to a place where everybody's smoking.
Right, right.
You got to change people, places, and things. You know, if I'm drinking, if I'm trying to quit drinking, and I used to go to certain places where everybody's drinking, well, I already know that I can't go to those places.
Right, just good common sense.
You got to use good common sense on it. I mean, so if I'm trying to cut back on what I'm eating, then I don't want to go to a buffet the first day.
Not the first day, anyway.
No, not the first day.
But you know what? I think the hardest thing sometimes for people to do is to change people, places, and things. because for many of us, we have gotten accustomed to that. And I'll just say this as a recap, because I know we're running out of time. The experts say this: make a specific plan. Make a plan. Without a plan, you plan to fail. And you know, I had a teacher, an instructor in college, who said to me that nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. So in other words, you've got to prepare yourself. Be specific. Make a plan. Know that there are going to be challenges. And then one of the last things they say is stick with it. There are no 30-day guarantees. You know, all this hoopla about, well, it takes 30 days. And this is true. He said, but people will often tell you that it takes 30 days to form a habit, or that skipping a single day means you have to start tomorrow. And he says that none of that lure is really true, DC.
Absolutely. And I will. It may take some time to break a habit, a physical habit.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the mental part of these habits can hit you at any time.
Absolutely.
Because it's mental. It doesn't have anything to do with the way we feel.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the way we think. It centers mm-hmm. in the mind.
Mm-hmm. And what is the word says? That a man is soeth he thinketh. And so that is the word for the day. You know what? I don't care how your last 11 days went. If they didn't go well, you've got grace today. It's the weekend, and all you've got to do is get back up on that horse and find your own ways to stick to those good habits. Y'all, we want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of the beginning of your weekend with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So you got to love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, a.k.a. Deuce Christmas, David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentous Monday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m.